More than 5 million children in the United States have food allergies. Research shows these kids are more likely to suffer from related anxiety disorders. A new study by experts at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia shows targeted exposure therapy can help kids overcome these allergy-related anxieties. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Are we ready? Yeah. Can I please get an omelet?
I'm at Ponzio's Diner in Cherry Hill, and I'm sitting in a booth across from Amy Leese and her daughter, Zoe Hawking, who's 11 and in the sixth grade. She's ordering a bagel with cream cheese and lox.
And can you make sure there's no nuts in the bagel, please?
No, we just have plain.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Zoe is used to asking about the ingredients in her food. She's allergic to peanuts, walnuts, and pecans. She also used to be allergic to eggs, dairy, seafood, shellfish, wheat, and soy. When she was just 5 months old, she suffered an anaphylactic reaction that landed her in the hospital. It would be the first of many allergy-related visits to the ER. As Zoe got older, she became more aware of what her food allergies could lead to. And eventually, she developed an anxiety disorder.
I became like really scared. I would feel sick all the time. I was like, my tummy, I don't feel well.
Zoe often sat alone at lunch in school, away from what other kids might be eating. She had panic attacks over the possibility of suffering an allergic reaction.
I was afraid that I was going to eat something like my friend would. Eat Nutella, and I would accidentally touch it and then eat something and I would die.
Zoe was one of the first patients of the Food Allergy Bravery Clinic at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. It opened in 2018 with the goal of helping kids and families deal with the mental health effects that come with food allergies. Dr. Catherine Dalsgaard is a psychologist and co-founder of this clinic at CHOP.
Families with food allergies often don't know where the line is between healthy caution and unhealthy, medically unnecessary avoidance.
They created a treatment manual using exposure therapy. Like the name suggests, it's a supervised way of gradually exposing people to things they fear so that they can learn to overcome that fear or anxiety. For people with food allergies, Dalsgaard says completely avoiding food items can reinforce anxiety issues. In therapy, kids learn how they can be near their food allergens through touch and smell without suffering harm. For Zoe Hawking, who has a nut allergy, that involved sticking her hand in a peanut butter jar, washing her hands off, and then safely eating something after. Researchers say patients in their study reported significantly lower levels of anxiety after 6 therapy sessions and practice at home.
Some were only allergic to one food. Many were allergic to many. Some had never had an anaphylactic reaction. Some had had many. We found the treatment worked well for all of them.
After going through the therapy course, Amy Leese says there was a dramatic shift in how her daughter Zoe and the rest of her family manage food allergies.
It was like I got my daughter back. Like I got to see her like blossom as this person and become confident again. And we learned as a family like how much risk we can tolerate and how to take calculated risks. And like just to like go and do this, like just sit in a restaurant, which like you would never think is that big of a deal. It was like really life-changing.
Today, every child who comes through CHOP with a diagnosed food allergy is referred to the clinic for anxiety screenings. Researchers hope to share their treatment manual and expand its use more broadly in healthcare offices and mental health practices. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.